prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned today, and this is going to be a great week because this Friday, Elisa and I will be giving our coverage of the A4M World Congress in Las Vegas. We met a lot of interesting people. There's a lot of interesting things happening in the anti-aging community that we will report on. Today's show, we have two important shows back-to-back. The first is Science for Humans with my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini. We're going to be addressing some emerging information about creatine that you may not be aware of. Then later in the show, we're going to be joined by Rob Regish when we produce a special Blueprint Power Hour with him. So stay tuned for both shows. And without further ado,
this is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
Dr. J, how you doing?
Hey, Carl. Well, I'll tell you, on the way in, it was minus 15.
So, wow.
But I'm doing all right.
You listen, Montana is not for weak people, is it?
Man, you know what it isn't. We don't think anything about it, you know? I mean, if you park your car outside, you got little plug-ins, you plug it in to keep the oil pan warm and your vehicle start right up. There's no such thing in this state as a snow day. We don't have like they have in the Midwest and East Coast where the schools can close for so many days. We don't close for anything here.
I didn't realize that. So you personally have one of those block warmers, how you plug it in. Doesn't it go in where the dipstick is? You replace the dipstick with it?
No. They're actually installed by the factory. They keep the oil pan underneath warm. No, every vehicle here that you buy comes with those plug-ins. One time, it was kind of funny, quite a few years ago, I had a guy visiting from New York. And he said to me, he goes, wow, I got to tell you guys are very, very clean here. And I go, yeah, it's a pretty clean state. He goes, no, everybody's got electric cars. I see all these plugs out of the
That's funny.
Yeah, but no, you just plug it in. But it's pretty cool.
I think it would be an understatement to say that of all of the ergogenic supplements that have ever been studied, creatine is probably the most well-researched and provides the greatest benefits as purported to of any supplement out there. Would you agree with that statement?
I would, you know, and I also would say is probably creatine is the most I don't want to say underrated, but it is kind of because it people don't understand the benefits of it. You know, this day and age, all the creatines are mixed in pre-workouts with 52 other ingredients, and we've kind of gotten away from something that's really good. You know, we got to keep in mind that without creatine, we cease to exist. We die. Our body cannot live without it. That's how important it is that our body actually manufactures it. So I think a lot of times people just think of creatine as just being some supplement. Okay, it was popular 10 years ago. You know, some people use it. Oh, it's in my product, so, you know, good enough.
So let's talk about that just for a second, because this plays into something we heard a lot at the A4M convention. Creatine is the precursor to basically adenosine triphosphate, which is the fuel for cellular energy, right?
Right.
Okay. So the anti-aging community is out there promoting things that shut down ATP because they're claiming that it slows aging. And I'm thinking to myself, they have it all wrong.
They have it completely wrong because, you know, the anti-aging people, they're trying to go from a whole different standpoint. You know, again, ATP is our energy. It's converted to ADP. These are kind of technical chemical terms. But this is what your body burns. This is what your muscle burns. Like I said, without it, you die. You can't live without it. So, again, for people to promote things to slow down ATP production, that's just ridiculous. I mean, you know, I don't know what they're trying to sell, but, you know, there's been a lot of studies, Carl, that have come out that have shown that creatine reduces they call it age-related muscle loss.
Right.
It's something like sarcopenia.
That's it, sarcopenia.
Yeah. So when you look at that and you go, wait a minute, you know, look at an older person, what happens? You know, you'll see that their muscles are gone. It's just like a bunch of hanging skin. Guess what? That is from this ailment, and we're seeing that, you know, creatine is helping this.
Right.
So again, I think the reason why more and more ex-athletes these days, you look at them and you go, Robbie Robinson, 70 years old? Oh, you know, he's a freak. No, he's not. Look at all the bodybuilders in the 50s and 60-year-olds like ourselves. I mean, no, creatine is very, very important. It's more than just a bodybuilding or muscle-enhancing component.
Well, and I got into quite a few big debates at the show because of this, because there's doctors talking about the use of metformin to slow down aging. And metformin does two things that, in my humble opinion, are going to prove to show that it's not a good thing for anti-aging. Number one, it blunts mTOR. And number two, it reduces ATP production. So they're going, look, I get it. If you slow down energy consumption, the organism that theoretically will last longer. If you buy a car, put one tank of gas in it, and never drive it, that car will last 50, 60, 70 years, no doubt about it. But it's not a car anymore. It's an ornament now. You know what I'm saying?
You know, and again, I'm sorry, but the human body is not a car any more than we're a rat or a mouse. I mean, the human body is designed to be active.
Yes.
You know, we obviously have to have rest. It's like saying, you know, you buy a dragster and you just sit it in your garage and it'll last longer. That's what it's designed for.
Yeah.
You know, as we know, as human beings slow down their metabolism and sit on the couch and get inactive, I mean, that's how you're going to shorten your lifespan.
Yes. Yes.
You know, they're always looking for some fancy drug or some fancy new way. I mean, I'm sorry, but the human body has not changed in the last 2,000 years.
Right.
I mean, it still works the same. You know, we haven't genetically modified us yet.
Right. Let's talk about creatine and the aging population for a little bit longer, okay? Mm-hmm. So there's lots of evidence, as you point out, that creatine can help slow down or even halt sarcopenia, which is age-related muscle loss. There's also a lot of evidence that creatine affects us cognitively. It improves cognition.
Yeah.
It's even been studied in individuals with Alzheimer's disease. And you pointed something out before the show. You said creatine may actually aid people.
Hello?
Oh, can you not hear me? Can you hear me? Jeff, can you hear me? Hold on, Jeff. Hold on. Can you hear me,
okay.
Jeff? Okay.
Yep, there you are. You're back.
Creatine can actually aid people in blood sugar management. It actually improves blood sugar utilization, right?
Well, there's a couple things. You know, you're talking about brain function. This was published in the Neuroscience magazine. So, again, we're not talking about some little fly-by-night place. But they're showing that, you know, creatine is extremely important in what they call as being a neuroprotectant, which means that it's an agent that increases the survival of nerve cells, and these are the things that normally start to, you know, decay, go bad, wear out, I guess, in the brain. But creatine is enhancing that, which means it enhances the brain function. You know, talking about the glucose, yeah, I mean, we're seeing that it's improving glucose tolerance, where to the fact that, you know, diabetics are benefiting from this. So again, you know, if we can control and improve the tolerance we have to glucose, you know, we might even be able to reverse, prevent diabetes. Now, this doesn't mean, you know, you still eat a crappy meal and tons of sugar and, you know, you take some creatine. This is something that, again, you know, in combination with these things. But these are nothing new, Carl. I mean, you know, they're researching, but the problem is, you know, the medical profession has tried to steal creatine from us. They would like nothing more than to have all dietary supplements become a drug. I mean, so that they can control it, they can sell it for $300 a pill. You got to get a prescription. I mean, you know, they've been fighting for years to get dietary supplements become a drug, and it's because you know, they can't duplicate it. They can't make a drug out of creatine. It's already approved. It's already DSHIT. It already works.
Well, it's already, isn't it true that they can't make a drug out of anything that's already present in nature? And creatine is in every morsel of animal protein in the world, every piece of muscle flesh that you eat, and your body makes it endogenously, so they can't turn it into a drug, right?
You know, I mean, I'm sure with the amount of money and the power they have, if supplements were banned and they were deemed drugs, then absolutely they would then turn around and they literally could take the same creatine that we're buying at GNCs and places, and now you have to get a prescription for it. That's why it's so important that we always should fight for our rights for supplements, because, you know, what's next? Food is going to be a prescription item?
Yeah.
You know, because creatine, you know, your meat is got creatine, so it falls under their patents or their prescriptions. That's crazy.
Interesting. So, yes, so creatine has been shown to have a modest effect in people with Alzheimer's disease, because Alzheimer's disease has been associated with poor blood sugar utilization in the brain, or what people are now calling, well, we started talking about type 3 diabetes back in 2008 on this show.
Yep.
You know, so creatine helps with cognition. Creatine helps with muscle wasting. But interestingly enough, as you age, you produce less and less creatine. So supplementation is really what you need to go to. And when you look at the modern food agenda promoted by our government today, they don't want people to eat animal protein at all. In fact, there were two people at the A4M show talking about a plant-based diet and avoiding animal protein. And I'm thinking to myself, are they flipping wrong about this or what?
They are. I mean, you know, it's like anything else. They're trying to promote ag because that's where they make their money.
That's where the government has all their money invested in. The government subsidizes
agriculture. They have all their money in there, so why not? They don't, you know, they don't have any money invested into to cattle, you know, sheep and things.
Right.
So there's always an agenda to it. But, you know, there was another interesting thing, too, that I found is that the creatine enhances methylation. You know, and this has to do with the whole, you know, SAM, methyl donor, the breakdown of this in the body. And again, you know, talking about aging and what goes on. I mean, there's so many good things. But, you know, think about it. You know, if the human body produces it, there must be a reason for it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if you just take some basic anatomy and physiology and you go back and you go, okay, you know, I could live without lysine. Okay, you know, my body does produce some non-essential amino acids. But if I'm, you know, one of those deficient, I'm not going to die. You know, I might not feel as good, but if I had no creatine, I die. I cease to exist. I mean, it's the only component that happens. You can live without protein, you can live without fats, you can live without carbohydrates. I mean, you can live without all things. So anyhow, that's how important it is. And, you know, as we age, like you said, this is why it's so important, you know, to really look at our supplementation program, because these are things that you're not going to hear from a doctor. You know, you go in and they say, for instance, if you're a vegetarian or a vegan and they measure your creatine levels and they see your creatine is low, they're not going to tell you to take creatine or go eat some red meat. They're just going to chalk it up and not even look at that test.
Right. And here's the funny thing about this, right? So while everybody's jumping on the plant-based diet, they're telling people that if you want to live longer, you have to stop eating animal protein. They miss some very important facts that cannot be ignored if you look at evolution. First of all, creatine, zinc, vitamin B12, long-chain omega-3 fatty acids are only found in animal protein. We would not be here having this conversation today if all we ate was plant proteins, plants and plants. We wouldn't have evolved. We would have ended up like Australopithecus robustus, who died because it did not start eating animal protein.
And, you know, isn't it true that, I mean, our way, way forefather ancestors, I mean, their diet was primarily animal protein, right?
Right. Especially in the wintertime. What do you think the prehistoric Native Americans were eating this time of year in Montana right now, where it's 12 degrees below zero. You think that they were looking for corn and wheat?
No. They learned how to make what we now call jerky. I mean, they use salt to preserve meats. I mean, even if you look at like Alaskans and people up there, the Eskimos, I mean, you know, they live off of proteins
and fat.
Some of them eat fats, yeah. But you know, they're all storing their meats for the winter. It's because they have done that for centuries.
Yeah.
Because again, you know, you can survive off of protein sources and fat sources, but you got to have that creatine. And again, you know, when you're cold, you produce more energy. You need more creatine to keep up with that.
This is an unfortunate fact for vegans. I actually had intended on cornering a doctor who was promoting. He basically said animal protein of any type is bad for you. And I waited for a long time to talk to him. All I wanted to ask him was, how important is vitamin B12 to human existence? What's he going to say? Not important? Of course it's important. Then how did we survive without eating animal protein? And how do you propose we move forward without eating? Oh, what's he going to say? Supplement? Well, our prehistoric ancestors didn't have supplements. They never GNC to go buy a methyl B12 cap. I mean, this whole discussion is just stupid. It falls apart. It falls apart.
Well, and what's the reasons? Oh, you know, too much saturated fats, too much hormones, too much steroids. Well, let me give you a news flash. Do you think all of these grains that you're eating in this diet are completely safe?
Bingo.
Heck no.
Bingo. And you know what?
Yep.
And that's our government's approach to diet. You know what? They said embrace sugar, embrace carbohydrates, and be afraid of animal protein and fat. And look where we are today. We have an obesity epidemic. We have a diabetes epidemic. And it's silly. No one's paying attention. We are on this show. We're paying attention. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. So Dr. Jeff Gallini is telling us some new information about creatine. And, you know, creatine is one of those things that you cannot just talk about at once, because every time you turn around, there's new emerging research coming out that shows that if you only had one supplement that you could take for whatever reason, you know how people say, oh, if you were on an island and you could only take one supplement, what would it be? It's got to be creatine, right?
Oh, absolutely. I would be deficient in vitamins and everything else. You notice the difference. If you've never taken a creatine supplement, you don't know what you're missing out on. Because, you know, we're talking about some newer things, but look at, you know, what it actually does. And again, it doesn't matter if you're an athlete, if you're a business guy, if you're a stay-at-home mom. Who doesn't want to feel better, have more energy, recuperate and recover? Now, that isn't just athletic, because you don't want to wake up in the morning tired and, you know, barely able to function, crabby. So recuperation and recovery, endurance and stamina, being able to go longer, I mean, those are all important things. And those are all things that, creatine bring to the table. You know, most of the things we've heard over the years that we typically talk about are athletes. But you don't take creatine and look like Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's what a lot of people think.
Right.
You know, it's what Arnold did in the gym, how he ate, how he trained, how that benefited him. The same way with any other athlete, you know, depending on what their sport is. But again, you feel better. People who take creatine and go off it for a while, they forget how well they felt on it. Because, you know, once you're on it, that now becomes normal. And you're wondering, well, geez, does this really work? Am I feeling, you know, is it doing anything? Is it in my head? Go off it for about a month and see how you feel. And then go back on it and watch the very first dose. You're like, oh, my goodness. You know, this is crazy. And you don't need a lot either, Carl. I mean, for most people, just a small amount each day is enough to replenish some of those creatine stores.
In fact, Life Extension Foundation did an article a few years ago on the benefits of creatine in aging adults. And they recommended, you know, so sports athletes, we like to load. Oh, we want to feel that. We want to feel the scale go up because of the water retention and the muscle. But you don't have to do that to get the benefits of creatine. As little as a gram and a half a day is all you really need. And the other issue that we heard a lot at the A4M meeting, because these are predominantly physicians at this meeting, is about patient compliance. Oh, you know, once you find something that works, getting the patient to do it consistently is a problem. Those of us within the sports community, we'll scoop powders. We'll do all this crazy stuff, you know. But average person doesn't want to have to scoop a powder. And that's where Crealkaline really comes in my humble opinion. I almost feel like you're missing the boat by not marketing Crealkaline to the seniors, not the athletes, because they will really benefit from it, and it's easy to take.
Well, and you know, again, you're absolutely right, and I think that's a direction we're going to go. Obviously, you know, it needs to be kind of a non-sports label, but, yeah, everybody, you know, does benefit. And the other thing I was thinking about is, you know, the other thing about the aging population is not the athletes, but the normal people, you know, their diets change.
Yeah.
They get more finicky. They don't like protein.
Yes.
And again, that's why they start to have all these ailments. Look at most elderly people, and they will have no problems with, you know, having a roll, dessert, you know, mashed potatoes and gravy, but stick some protein. Yuck, I don't like fish. I don't like turkey. You know, I don't like beef. You know, and again, that's where the creatine comes from.
Well, think about this for a second. Put that in concert with the fact that we're now learning that where 30 grams of protein may stimulate mTOR in a 25-year-old man, it may take 40, 50, or even 60 grams of protein to have that same stimulation of protein synthetic response in a 60-year-old person. So not only do they slow down eating protein, but the protein doesn't do the same things when they do eat it anymore.
No, and, you know, I got a question that came in this week from a gentleman that said, hey, do I really need to take a creatine supplement? I try to eat red meat, you know, three or four times a week. And my response back was, yeah, you know, you're an athlete, and you got to, this is a whole nother phenomena, because meats are actually, the quality is determined by the creatine level. And again, a lot of people don't think about that because some meats have a lower creatine level. I don't know, maybe it's the genetic of the animals, maybe it's how they feed them, what they do to them. And then how you cook your foods and how you prepare it. You actually convert that creatine to creatinine by heating it very high on a barbecue grill, cooking it well done like a lot of people like it. So you don't get as much creatine sometimes from your meat sources as you think you do. And that's why, again, as an athlete, it's so important to supplement. Now, just to kind of touch, you know, and switch gears a little bit, as you mentioned, crealkaline, you know, creatine came out, and like anything, you know, there's flaws. It converts to creatinine in water, and that's why it developed crealkaline. It's the world's only stable form of creatine. So you just don't want to go out and buy any creatine because, again, it's not stable, and most of them are mixed with a whole bunch of other stuff. And the last thing, you know, a non-athlete wants to do is grab some product that the joker at the store says is creatine, and it's a pre-workout with, you know, 350 milligrams of caffeine, and here's grandpa, you know, having a heart attack from creatine, where it really wasn't creatine, it was from all those stimulants. So you want to definitely use the crealkaline. And Carl, what I got for our users today is, if anyone has not tried crealkaline and would like to try it, I've got 60-count bottles that I'm going to give away absolutely free. That will give you a full month supply to really evaluate how you feeling.
I'd like to make a suggestion. Those of you who have tried creatine, get the bottle and give it to your granddad. Give it to your mom. Give it to your father.
Yeah.
Give a bottle to your mom and dad. The creatine won't hurt them. The small doses that are in crealkaline is not going to cause water retention, so there's no issues with blood pressure, blah, 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 blah. Give them some crealkaline. Let them take it for 2 weeks and see if they don't tell you they have more energy, they feel more clear-headed, and all of a sudden their muscles seem to feel stronger.
Yep.
This is a great gift to give to somebody that you love, not necessarily yourself.
Absolutely.
So my
father is 86, and you know, he told his doctor he's taking this because he feels better, and his doctor just agreed with him. It's not going to hurt you. So look here, here's the only way that you can get it is you got to go to superhumanradio.com. You have to go down to Ask the Scientist. So you got to go through that way to get it, and then you got to put coupon code in, hook me up.
I like that.
Not really a coupon code, but make sure you put your name and your address, because if you send an email, then we got to go back to you asking you for it. But again, you know, you can only get it from Superhuman. If you come any other way, I'm going to make you go back that way. It's just a matter, you know, kind of keeping things organized. So I give you a full bottle and I don't accidentally send you out a little sample.
There you go.
So I'll know that anyone from Superhuman is going to get a full bottle. And like Carl said, if you already have it and already using it and you don't want a free one, you know, find someone to give it to. It's a great Christmas gift, the gift of health.
Yeah, I would absolutely give it to your parents because they're going to take it, they're going to use it, and they're going to feel a great difference from it. But obviously, if you've tried crealkaline before, share it with somebody who you think would benefit. Dr. Yeah. J, that's a wonderful, wonderful offer, really.
Merry Christmas, man. That's what I got to say. And speaking of that, tonight, December 14th, is my Christmas giveaway at 7 o'clock Mountain Standard Time. I got over $3,000 in gifts, cash, and prizes and supplements, Carl, so somebody is going to be a happy winner.
Awesome. Check it out on Facebook. All right, we'll see you next week, I guess, right? Oh, I don't know if we're on the air. I'll get with you on that one. I got to look at the notes.
Yeah, I think Dr. Jeff is going to take a little break.
There you go. I think you deserve it, too. All right, listen,
All right.
I'll talk to you later, brother.
See you, everybody. Bye.
All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, going to be rejoined by Rob Regish for the Blueprint Power Hour that normally happens on Tuesdays, but because I was out of town, is happening today. Stay tuned.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Quest Keto is making the keto ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit SuperHumanRadio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit SuperHumanRadio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today. And get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good. Calling all Blueprint Army. Fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
This special edition of the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by CoachRobRegish.com. How you doing, Rob?
Hey, doing fantastic. Thanks for the intro.
Yeah, so what's going on, brother? You got any announcements before we get rolling answering people's questions?
Yeah, a couple of big ones. First is the absolute best deal on Synthogen we have ever run. And that goes for single bottles, twin packs, and cases of four. It truly is the deepest discount we've ever offered. If you've never tried it, you now have the opportunity to experience drug-like recovery. Just go to Synthogen.com and use code SHR21 for a whopping 21% off. And Synthogen is SYNTHAGEN.com. Fantastic deal.
Yeah.
Elsewhere, FastMuscleBook.com for a free copy of my new book, plus three bonuses. And take note, I have the Turbo 20 webinar this Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern. You can register for it over at CoachRobRegish.com. It is by far our most popular webinar to date, which is really saying something.
For people who don't know what that webinar is all about, what does the Turbo 20 stand for? I know what it means, but let everybody
Very
know.
Simply, it's how to add 20 pounds of visible muscle tissue in 20 days. Now, is it 20 pounds of real muscle in 20? No, nobody can credibly claim that. But visibly and on the scale, you will add 20 pounds of lean body mass, and that will radically change, in most cases for the better, most people's physiques.
Okay, let's start off with a question. This one comes from Mike Kano. He says, I'd like to know where you stand on belts, knee wraps, and other lifting gear.
Well, you know, it's a great question. I don't think it's ever been asked before. The answer is it depends. So let me run through a few scenarios for you. If you are hurt, I wouldn't wear anything if you have an acute injury. Now, obviously, if you broke a leg, yeah, that differs. You know, wear a cast, but that might seem like dicey advice, but it really isn't. Because first, by not wearing a brace, et cetera, whatever other things they're giving you, you're forcing the injured area to start healing. Second, by not wearing anything, you preclude yourself from making stupid mistakes, like loading any one exercise too heavy. That goes for painkillers, too. You know, you can go ahead and try. Your body has a built-in mechanism that'll stop you. It's called pain. I'd also suggest beginning easier versions of calisthenic moves for the injured area because it'll strengthen the underlying tissues usually left or underdeveloped. If you're talking about belts and knee wraps, etc., I only support those on your heaviest work sets. You know, you can progressively start adding them as you work up in weight. For example, once you're in the 90th percentile of one rep max, let's call it three reps on the squat, on goes the belt. You know, once you're at 95% plus, you might want to add knee wraps. Might. I built a hell of a lot of joint and core strength not using anything. But you have to be smart about it. An example there would be the trap bar deadlift against, say, traditional barbell deadlifts, a lot less risky from an injury perspective. Finally, if you have pre-existing injuries, but they're more of a nuisance versus acute, it's acceptable to wear some loose-fitting, let's call it elbow or knee sleeves. Those more or less keep the joints warm, provide a tiny bit of support, but you don't want to come to rely on them. That's the important thing. Here's the bottom line. You should only entertain these options as a preventative on your heaviest work sets, especially when there's no acute injury present. If you do have an acute injury, it's best to leave those things off. You know, instead, work with no support wraps, braces, or very minimal, and build the lift or the affected area from the ground up. You do that with calisthenics. You can do it with weighted lifts, but I like cals because they minimize the chance of acute injury. An example of that would be, would be flat dumbbell presses with a pronated grip, palms facing each other, versus barbell bench press. much more natural, safe position and stronger. So hope that helps.
We're going to go ahead and take our break right now. And when we come back, we have a question from Louis Albano. And you're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by CoachRobRegish.com. You can go there and learn everything about what Rob is up to, Rob is writing about, his supplements. So check it out. We'll be right back with more.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high-protein potato chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N Labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Now the deepest discount ever. Mass Pro Synthogen X2 is here. You get a whopping 21% off single bottles, twin packs, and cases of four of what's being hailed as the single best product people have ever used. This isn't a product you take and say, yeah, I think it's working. Using it before and after just one workout will shock you. This is a game changer when it comes to recovery. Visit Synthogen, SYNTHAGEN.com. And use the code SHR21 to experience steroid-like recovery without steroids. Check it out. Man, okay. How do you like that for a live red spot?
Yeah, my name's on that claim, so yeah, I'm taking my reputation on it.
So Louis Albano says, what do you make of vitamins, minerals, etc.? I keep reading where my body needs them, but they're tough to get enough of. True, or is that just marketing?
I'm from the school of thought that yes, your body needs them, and yes, in most cases, it's going to take supplementation to get it. Without some of these minerals, you'd either be dead or your performance is sure going to suffer a lot. So let's look at a few examples. If you're doing it right, you're going to sweat, sometimes profusely. Your body loses a lot of minerals that way, chief among them sodium, potassium, zinc, and especially magnesium. You know, throw a few sets of hanging leg raises into the mix, or some intense ab moves, and you'll find out right quick your abs are going to cramp up. And when that happens, you'll get a knee-jerk reaction where the only way out of it is to lean backwards to get them to start cramping. That's only a temporary fix, though. You really need to replenish those minerals and fast. If you personally, I take 2 to 3 caps of ZMA. It works fast, too. Even better, make it a habit of consuming an electrolyte drink, right, drink mix, during training. Not only are you going to avoid those situations, your performance should improve, sometimes considerably. Beyond that, a quality multivitamin, multimineral is just good insurance against deficiencies. You can eat a quote-unquote balanced diet, whatever that is, and still be deficient. Why? In the best case scenario, we are eating whole foods grown in nutritionally depleted soil. You know, even worse are processed foods, as you can imagine, stripped of vitamins and minerals. And worst of all, restaurants microwave it dead, which virtually eliminates any nutrition of value. Then you get into things like bad selection, poor eating habits, intolerance to certain foods, yada, yada. Vitamin and mineral robbers also include stress, tobacco smoke, alcohol, and industrial pollution. Medications are a huge one. There's a really sharp formula out there that I use called MultiGuard. Pine pollen extract, for what it's worth, is another good one. You're going to need to take separate products because while a few hundred milligrams of vitamin C will prevent scurvy, you only gain vitamin C's antioxidant and immune-boosting properties when dosed in the gram range. You know, what are you going to do? Eat a crate load of oranges to get it?
And all the sugar that goes with it? And never mind pesticides if you're not eating organic.
Yeah, and to say nothing of identical-looking oranges can have wildly differing vitamin C levels.
I had no idea you were going to say this. I just had my mic killed because I just ate 3 packets of liposomal glutathione and 3 packets of liposomal vitamin C. That's 3 grams of vitamin C. I'll do that twice a day.
That is awesome. And you don't get the runs or anything from that?
No. I got a cast-iron stomach when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Beautiful.
Very few things give me the runs.
Now, this is interesting. There is some very titillating research emerging on vitamin C offshoots. For example, vitamin C2 phosphate. This ain't the vitamin C you find in orange juice. Vitamin C2 phosphate is much more stable. It lasts a lot longer. It's a derivative of regular vitamin C. More importantly, it is the only form that can accumulate in muscle cells following oral supplementation. New evidence shows it may promote both skeletal muscle hypertrophy and differentiation. That got my attention. Now, more evidence is needed, but plan on hearing a lot more about this stuff if subsequent findings are consistent with that effect. It really exciting stuff.
Okay, let's get our next question loaded here. Louis Urbano sounds like a first-time question, too. I didn't recognize the name. Jim Longy has written to us before. He says, I heard the question on Tomatodyne last week, then did some research on it. An anabolic compound found in green tomatoes. Do I have that right? It sounds far-fetched, but you mentioned you were going to try it. How far into it are you, and what's your take on it so far?
Well, you know, for reference sake, this Tomatodyne falls into the same category of non-hormonal natural anabolics. Ursolic acid is a cousin, I'll call it. That class of compounds offers evidence, depending upon whose literature you read, of anabolic action. anti-catabolism, or some combination. The trouble is, human studies are few and far between, or the effect in the real world just doesn't square up. Tomatodyne's appeal is that, number one, it's new. Number two, it's five times more bioavailable orally than ursolic acid. Now, keep in mind, though, five times zero still equals zero. In rats, it makes muscles bigger and stronger. It boosts endurance, and it inhibits fat growth. That's what the studies say. Here's what I say. First, there's only one product out there that I could find claiming to have it. The product's name is Titan. But hold on. Two big problems. First, the human equivalent dose used in the study is 500 milligrams a day. Titan gives you 100 milligrams a day, along with 400 milligrams of Shilajit, which is an Indian cousin of Russian Mumio. Second, the study was done at the University of Iowa, and this is important. The researchers were financed by their university and the American government, not by somebody selling tomato dyne. Anyway, the point I'm trying to make is this. The form of tomato dyne used in Titan should be the same as used at the University of Iowa. Should be. I'm not clear whether or not it is. One final note on that. I'm aware of at least one nutritional supplement company that's working on getting it. They're not there yet, but it might be another 3 to 6 months. So here's my experience with the product. I've been using it for about 3 weeks now at the 100 milligram a day recommended dose with zilch to show for it. In my experience, if an oral isn't working by week three, it's unlikely to start showing results, period. I've also checked the feedback thread on Anabolic Minds, where several other people were testing it. Curiously enough, all testers have gone silent. So Titan's put out by Anateus Labs, I think it is, which is a board sponsor who gets a lot of love. They get a lot of love from the people over there. And to be fair, they have some, I think, other really good products. My gut tells me, though, these guys don't want to post anything negative, so they don't post any feedback at all. Now, I suppose I could ramp it up to 500 milligrams a day, but $350 a month is way out of my price range. It's best, guys, to wait this one out, at least until a more cost-effective product with real milligram amounts close to 500 hits the market. I hope that helps.
All right, let's go ahead and take our next commercial break now. We've got lots more questions. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes because of all the workout supplements on the market today. I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is the Blueprint Power Hour with CoachRobRegish.com. CoachRobRegish.com. Go there today. Be stronger tomorrow. Can you tell my voice? I'm losing my voice a little bit. It's from all the fun I had in Las Vegas. Anyway, Brian Fallon says, I'm recently unemployed and find myself in an interesting situation. On the one hand, I have all day to train, but no money for a gym membership. So I'm taking you up on your bodyweight training, going to see what it can do for me. I also have some leftover test sip, D-ball, and A-bombs from the last real cycle I ran. It's been over 6 months, so my receptors are still fresh. How can I dose these to get really strong?
Well, first, I'm sorry to hear about your job situation, right? I've been there, so I can relate. What I'd like to offer to you is 3 complimentary months to the Blueprint Bulletin, because getting new info every month is a powerful way to stay motivated. It'll cost you nothing, and when you do become gainfully employed again, you'll do so with full knowledge of what works, what doesn't, how to be smart about it, where to employ your dollars, etc. Regardless, let's get down to training. The shift to bodyweight training is more than just physical. Much more. It's as much a psychological shift as anything, meaning the old measurements of progress kind of fall by the wayside. Things like putting on more and more scale weight and overeating to get stronger, those are going to die or need to die a quick death if you're going to do this right. Instead, your focus should be on what's called the double progression method of training, meaning progressively performing harder and harder variations of movements, like push-ups, regular push-ups to one-arm push-ups, one-legged squats, handstand push-ups, and bridging. You're going to start with just one or two sets of five reps in these exercises, building up to the progression standard of, let's say, two sets of 15, before moving on to an even more challenging version of the exercise and lower reps again. So right off the bat, two or three ways to progress versus just adding more weight to the same exercise. It provides a lot more altitude in terms of maneuvering versus, you know, very little margin for error with the weight. Now, let's talk about diet. Obscene caloric and protein levels are out, more reasonable levels in. In a month or two, you're going to notice a significant reduction in appetite, or you should. So, and the reason for that is without artificially overloading your body with hundreds of extra pounds on things like benches, squats, and deadlifts, you're going to want to eat less. What appears to be going on is this. Your brain seems to make the connection that every extra pound of chub works against you in body weight work. You know, the reality is you can get a big fat gut and still add many pounds to your bench, squat, or deadlift. Those same pounds will kill you on a one-arm chin. Next, I'm going to get to your steroids. I'm afraid the news here is the same. Test, D-ball, and especially A-bombs would work against you. Each, at any meaningful dose, is going to bloat you. So, yeah, you'll be bigger, but a lot of that extra weight is going to work, almost all of it's going to work against you. I don't care what anyone says. Even if it's mostly muscle, there's still going to be a lot of water associated with your quote-unquote gains, which will crush all your body weight movements. Instead, focus on just getting stronger every workout. Focus, too, on bringing your waist down while being pound for pound the strongest guy in your gym. So I would say steroids are out, unless maybe if you have Anavar, which adds little in the way of body weight, but does increase strength radically, mostly due to its much greater ATP synthesis. That would be the only androgen I could think, you know, be safely used with bodyweight training. DHT derivatives come to mind. They wouldn't add too much extra weight.
Masteron, because they're hardening agents. If anything, they dry you out, and they actually suppress estradiol production.
Yeah. So that would be the only other logical option. DHT derivatives, though, they've got their own drawbacks, but it's a possibility. So
you also get lighter as you lose hair.
So here's the bottom line: you can and should do it without those drugs, especially given your circumstances at the moment. Poor guy probably doesn't have health coverage.
Yeah, I know. It's I think you're right. Leave the drugs out of it entirely. Just do the work. Jim Lockwood says, okay, conditioning-wise, I've heard you talk about the Prowler, but how are you using it, or how should you use it? And regular, quote, cardio, basically, I'd like to know what you do for regular cardio, I guess he means.
Okay, with the proviso that this is what I and I alone do, sure, bear in mind, this is to address few goals I have. You know, exert the maximal amount of force in 1 to 5 minutes, right? Or about the time it takes your average altercation to happen. 2, maximize body fat loss. 3, bring my resting heart rate down to under 60. So I've got 2 Prowler workouts. Here they are. Workout A, I load it with anywhere between 300 and 400 pounds. Then I push and pull that nonstop, anywhere from 2 to 6 minutes. You know, that's usually between 6 and 10 trips up and back. Workout B is entirely different. I load it with between 100 and 150 pounds, and then I sprint with it back and forth for around 2 minutes. That's usually 10 trips up and back. Either one of those blows me up, meaning, you know, leaves me gasping for air. You need to incur that, though, that kind of, that bad of an oxygen debt in order to get better. It's not pleasant. It's going to take anyone out of their comfort zone. But again, it's what's needed. The key is you can't drag or push heavy every day, nor can you sprint every day, you know, nor would you want to before, let's call it, an upcoming heavy leg day with the weights. But after those two are done, I usually head over to the recumbent bike or the treadmill for 30 minutes of high-intensity interval training. 45 seconds at an easy pace, and then sprinting for 15 seconds on the recumbent bike is a favorite. The sprint is on anywhere from level 12 to 17. I'm sure all exercise bikes vary. Depends on how fresh my legs are. So sled work plus 30 minutes of HIIT, at which point I'm usually spent. There are days I can't perform at the needed level, though, and that means both, you know, mentally and physically. Those days I get on the treadmill to nowhere, set in at an easy pace, and slug through 30 minutes of it. I do shoot for the highest incline. I think it's 15 on most machines. I can really feel that in my calves. All of which is needed now that I'm in the 250 range. And I still feel like I'm fighting a losing battle. So I plan on staying here maybe until the end of the summer, at which point I need to drop some weight, hopefully a lot of it, to around 205 to 215. In the process, I'll be shifting much more to body weight work. As I discussed earlier. So that's what I do. Obviously, if you're training for a marathon or even a 5K, your training's going to differ. It's a world away from the cardio I did in my 20s and 30s, which was none. That was a big mistake, but one I'm hoping you don't make, because I have found intelligently structured cardio will only benefit you, my 2cc's.
Yeah. Mike Loomer says, why does Synthogen cost so much? Because Rob wants to buy a boat.
You know, like anything else, you get what you pay for. So,
well, wait. I got to jump in here for a second.
Yeah.
Being faced with developing my own supplements, I don't think people have a great appreciation for how much it costs to get the raw materials.
Yeah.
You know, I think everybody's assumption is that companies pay for something that they sell for $20, they pay a couple bucks for it plus a bottle. And the reality is that most of us, unless you're some of the biggest companies in the industry, are probably, after everything is said and done, everything, I mean, discount for credit cards and everything else that goes along with actually delivering the product, are lucky if we're eking out 15 or 20% on every dollar, 15 or 20 cents. So if you buy something for $60, you know, you're looking at maybe the guy is making a few bucks, maybe.
Yeah.
There's this illusion out there because there's so many crappy products on the market today that have crap, nothing in them. And on top of that, then they spike and don't even put what they say is in there. That the illusion is that, you know, oh man, these guys are just making money hand over fist. I can tell you just from Thrive, you know, this recent $59.95 for 3 pounds.
Yep.
After it's all said and done, I think we're making $6 an order. Six flipping dollars an order.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And also, like, price in shipping costs for a case of however many. Synthogen bottles are almost a pound, almost a full pound. And, you know, it's not bad maybe on one or two that are coming to you. Price out $300-$400. That you need to get in stock to take orders. My God.
Yeah.
So anyway, let me come at it from another angle, okay? We could get aminos in China versus America. but God only knows what you'd actually get. Everyone says, but you know, but aren't aminos aminos? Sure, until they're not. Let's say we specify L-tryptophan and high levels of BCAAs versus the other essential aminos. You might get L-tryptophan. You might also get 5-hydroxytryptophan, 5-HTP. We might get higher levels of branched chain aminos, just not as high as they need to be. As far as the C of A China will send you, I've only once, in 10 attempts, seen a C of A validated by third-party testing. And that occurred on a batch of Phenibut, of all things. But here's the wrinkle. Subsequent batches from the same supplier didn't square up. So here's what I think is going on. They'll send you something true to label for the first batch, knowing you'll most likely, right, to third-party test that one. The rest of the stuff they send you will be suspect, because in some cases it dramatically ups their profit margin. So after playing this game with more than one supplier, you learn pretty fast. Don't go to China for much of anything. You know, I wouldn't trust protein from there. Certainly herbal extracts, nor even aminos in the amount that you're specifying, at least. You know, why do they do this? Simple. What are you going to do? Sue them for cost and materials? Fat chance, as it's not like a U.S. supplier where our governing laws apply. It's you versus them in Chinese, not American courts. And if the FDA comes calling, good luck demonstrating certified good manufacturing processes. You know, not going to happen. Look, I am not indicting an entire country on the basis of past experience. But really, what would you do? You got a product like Synthogen with a sterling reputation. It's proven effective from bottle one through about, what, 5 years now of producing it. Huge fans from the U.S. to Europe to Japan to Australia. You don't even need to advertise it. I don't. Word of mouth has sales growing just fine. You're going to try to quietly increase your profit margin for what? The possibility the next batch doesn't work as well, and now you've got a skeptical consumer base, unsure if their next order will be a dud. I've seen this happen. It happened with Zoe Discoveries, Zebutol. The product reliably gave 10 pounds a bottle, right, and it came in brown tabs.
Right.
Then the tabs changed to these tiny white sublinguals. Right, those work, but they didn't work quite as well. The blue tabs were next, and some batches didn't work at all. Purple tabs were all the rage until they disappeared too. Zebutol, in short, Zeb became unreliable. And at $80 a bottle, this was back in 1996, it became too much of a gamble. So that's why Synthogen costs as much as it does. I refuse to water it down or go searching for cheaper ingredients. The reality is, even if I took the asking price down, let's call it $20, and sold more, I would know it wasn't all that it could be. And I'll be damned if I lay down to sleep with that going through my head. Right? Either you do it right or you don't do it at all. That's how I operate.
You know, recently a well-known company used to be a sponsor on this show underwent some label claim challenges by one of their sponsored athletes who bothered to send the products that this sponsored athlete was promoting off to a lab to have them tested. What he found out wasn't good and made him abandon his relationship with that company and even sue them to a certain degree. Now, you would think that the companies themselves would be testing their product. if not by a third-party lab, if they have a reputable in-house lab. Dr. Jeff Galini at AAP has a lab that is, as I mean, it's second to none.
Yeah.
They have every type of piece of lab equipment in there for testing and analysis, and he tests everything that comes in first, and then he tests everything after it's manufactured before it goes out to make sure that something didn't happen in the process. And so you have to ask yourself the question, if a company is willing to sell you a product and put things on the label that it claims is in the product, but they're going based on what their manufacturer is telling them and not providing them with any kind of lab analysis that they can go back and go, well, look, we were snookered. We thought that was in there and it wasn't. They really don't care if the product works or not. They don't. Because if they cared, they would analyze it. They would believe in their formula that it's going to do something, and they would believe that in order for it to work, it has to be what they say it is. So, you know, when I started putting the Thrive post-analysis stuff up, I got a lot of heat from other protein companies. Yeah. Well, it's not third party. Well, it's more than what you're putting up there. What are you putting up there? Nothing.
Yeah.
So, you know, and guess what? When you use real materials that you have to source, you pay more for them, because at the end of the day, when you test them, you find out that's what you paid for.
Yeah. I almost want to tell people, you know, play supplement company. Call a couple of suppliers, call a couple of labs. Find out, you know, if you want to use really top-shelf American material, you can find out yourself how much that's going to cost, how much the insurance is going to run you, how much shipping is going to cost. At the end of the day, like you said, a lot of people, like me and you, are making a couple bucks off the product.
Yeah, no one's getting rich here. We believe in the product. We believe it fills a niche. We believe that it's worthy of your dollars, and we believe that we should make a small amount of money on it but not get rich on it. And that's really what we're doing. I mean, that's all it is. These are boutique products. This is not BSN or one of these big companies that is in every GNC. I mean, those companies pay more for the bottles and the labels than they do for the stuff that goes in it. I mean, I'm not saying BSN, but lots of these companies.
Yeah.
That's part of the joke of the industry.
So, I know.
Let's get this last question, and then we'll do the tip of the day. Robert Gibson says, I heard you talking about glycine the other day. How do you use it, and what does it do?
Yeah, glycine is second only to arginine for performance enhancement, in my opinion. Arginine's another story for another day, but glycine's a rock star in its own right. Early evidence for its ergogenic effects came from Buchanan et al. In 1999, who wanted to use glycine as a control for the benefits of arginine, right, on marathon runners. Then they realized it was glycine that enhanced their performance. You know, here are some of the benefits associated with it. Improves protein synthesis 80%, slows muscle loss by 30%. That would be a winner right there. It reverses the aging process in connective tissues, improves sleep and memory, helps to build creatine stores. A couple of derivative, GPLC in particular, is a great nitric oxide booster. And it is a very reliable growth hormone booster. So as an added bonus, it's relatively cheap as far as other aminos go. And it's got a sweet taste to it, which is the polar opposite of most aminos. You know, they taste like battery acid. The next question is how much? And it's here where, you know, most people hit a roadblock. You really need 10 grams out of whack, sometimes more, for most of those benefits, although the sleep-inducing effects are as low as 3 grams. Now, here's what's important. Don't go for 10 grams out of the gate. If you do, keep the Charmin handy because you're going to need it. Instead, start with just 2 to 3 grams and slowly work your way up. It has a calming effect, but it's difficult to describe, much different from GABA. And GABA gives you that paresthesia effect, and it turns some people off. Glycine doesn't have that. In short, glycine's a rock star with evidence going back a long way as to its benefits. I expect to be hearing more about it in the years to come. Bottom line, for the price point, it's a no-brainer. You can pick up a pound of it for around $12 online. So the risk is low, payoff potentially high. Gets a thumbs up from me.
There's one other thing that it appears to do, and this could be extrapolated by looking at the research on how high-protein diets may age people. High-protein diets have been implicated in advanced aging because of high methionine accumulation in tissue.
Wow.
Guess what blunts the aging effects of a high methionine intake?
Glycine.
Wow. And this makes sense because back in the day, we ate the entire animal. We didn't just eat the thigh or the muscle and the ass. We ate the viscera. We ate the sinew, the soft tissue. We ate everything. And that's where glycine comes from. Do you know, if you make a good bone broth or buy a quality bone broth, it is 30% glycine by weight. You want to get more glycine in your diet? You don't want to have to buy a glycine supplement? You want to make it fit into your diet easily? Make bone broth. Buy bone broth. That's it. You've got glycine now.
Great.
We put glycine in Thrive as part of the sweetening
yeah,
complex.
Yeah, whatever you mentioned.
But we put it in there because we know that people need more glycine. And add it to the sweetness. So there you go. All right, when we come back, we have the blueprint tip of the day. Stay tuned.
Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powder form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. teach, lead.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Now at the deepest discount ever, Mass Pro Synthogen X2 is here. You get a whopping 21% off single bottles, twin packs, and cases of four of what's being hailed as the single best product for people, well, I'm sorry, product people have ever used for recovery. This isn't a product that you take and say, I think it's working. Using it before and after just one workout will shock you. This is a game changer for recovery. Visit Synthogen.com and use code SHR2121 to experience steroid-like recovery without steroids. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you gain with it. Okay, welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. I totally messed that up. You know why, Rob? I have two recorders going at any given time. I forgot to start the second recorder. I'll use the first one that I did before. That's okay. All right, so what is the tip of the day, Rob?
Tip of the day is to update the audience on the Kratom situation.
Which, by the way, I used every day while I was in Vegas so that I could move freely without pain.
Wow. Yeah, well, the public comment period granted by the DEA has closed. And here's what's happened. The American Kratom Association rallied users and defenders to share their comments, right, with the DEA, and they contracted an addiction specialist, Jack Henningfield, to research Kratom's effects. An astounding 22,000 people, including yours truly, implored the DEA to keep it legal. But it was this addiction specialist from Johns Hopkins University, Henningfield, that must have really got under the DEA's skin. He writes that he was, well, this is important. He was working with the drug policy consulting group, Pinney Associates, and he wrote a 127-page analysis that concludes that placing Kratom under the DEA's jurisdiction is not warranted from a public health perspective and is more likely to cause public health problems that presently don't exist. Henningfield went on, and his colleagues, argue that Kratom should be regulated as a natural supplement, like St. John's wort or valerian. His analysis reviewed the literature and the evidence on Kratom, and this is really important. He did so following the same eight-factor framework the DEA uses to make its scheduling decisions.
Interesting.
And it takes into consideration factors as abuse potential, history of its use, the health impact of using it, and its effects. Kratom's effects, he writes, are generally mild and caffeine stimulant-like at lower doses. Consumption does not typically interfere with work or social activities and commitments. He further writes, there appears to be remarkably low risk of serious adverse effects from Kratom consumption as compared to opioids and other common drugs of abuse. They also note a total absence of reports of Kratom poisonings among children, let's say, under six, stemming from a combination of the low toxicity of Kratom and the distastefulness of the product, like picture coffee grinds. There also appears to be diminishing returns of taking Kratom at higher doses, which would seem to limit the potential for abuse and dependency. He writes, in contrast to the effects of increasing the dose of substances with high abuse potential, opioids, stimulants, or sedatives, increasing the dose of kratom is more likely to produce undesirable gastrointestinal effects.
Well, a nausea. I took 4 grams one day instead of 3, and I actually felt like motion sickness just walking.
Yeah. Well, I'll go one better. If you take too much more, you throw up. It's just your body's way of getting rid of it. So he concluded if kratom's banned, it would likely create a substantial illicit market to meet the demand from consumers who still want to use it. Such a market would be more likely to harm public health than to maintain appropriate access through the lawfully regulated marketplace. So the ball that Henningfield dropped is now in the DEA's court. With a report like that, they're going to have a hard time justifying putting it in Schedule 1. Then again, expert after expert, the DEA itself and the AMA, if you'll remember, counseled putting steroids into Schedule 3. And lo and behold, they did it anyway. Thanks mostly to Joe Biden, the man Al-Qaeda counseled not to assassinate because he would be helpful to their cause.
Interesting. Anthony Roberts tweeted 8 minutes ago, federal agents are monitoring Kratom forums, according to one of my FOIA requests, where they turned over a bunch of screenshots. How scumbaggy is that?
They're monitoring what?
Kratom or Kratom forums. You know, forums where people go and talk about Kratom? Kratom?
Yeah.
They're taking screenshots of people's activity on Kratom forums.
Unbelievable.
That was just a few minutes ago. Anthony Roberts posted that on Twitter. You know, I use Kratom, whatever you want to call it. The entire week I was in Las Vegas because I know I was going to be doing a lot of walking, and I've got some leg pain. And I didn't want to be hampered by it. I didn't want to have to think about it. So I took 3 grams of Kratom first thing in the morning with a cup of coffee, and I felt I had no pain. I wasn't high. I had no sense of euphoria. I didn't feel overstimulated. I felt really good. I remember saying to Elisa, this stuff is amazing because all it does is get rid of my pain. And I came home and decided I wasn't going to use it anymore. And I didn't have I've got to use it now. No, it's not addictive. It's no more addictive than, it's less addictive than coffee. I'll look for coffee in the morning, but I won't look for Kratom.
Yeah, I mean, the DEA has this report now, which stands in stark contrast to its original position. The fact that they're out going to grab screenshots, I'm guessing, of the people that are, you know, hey, this stuff's great, I get high, it really enhances pot, blah, blah, blah. So understand what they're doing, understand what they're up against. Don't be surprised if they still follow through with it. Be hopeful that they don't, but don't be surprised based on that activity if they do.
My bet is they're going to follow through with it. My bet is they're going to schedule it because this is not about protecting people. This is about protecting the opioid industry. That's all this is about. The people who make billions of dollars. Because listen, the opioid industry is already pissed off at places where you can buy medical marijuana. The opioid prescriptions have dropped by 80%.
Wow.
In markets where you can now go and buy weed for medical purposes. Now, several states, Nevada, I believe Washington State and Oregon, now have what they call adult use. So you can buy it. You don't need a doctor's a note anymore to buy it. You don't need a prescription to buy it. You can just walk in and buy it. As of January, they'll rewrite the legislature in Nevada. I have a friend who owns a dispensary in Nevada. I went and visited him. It's amazing. It's that those markets where you can now buy weed legally, no one's going to the doctor for opioids anymore. And so the family that owns OxyContin, it's one family that owns it. They own the patent on it. They're pissed off about weed. Now, Kratom, holy crap. This is not about protecting people, folks. This is not about helping people. This is about helping an industry that has a horrible drug that is highly addictive. And it has a variety of other problems. You know, when you take opioids, you get constipated. You got to take a drug for that. You get this, you got to take a drug for that. It's like, this is disgusting. If the DEA, in concert with the FDA, take Kratom off the market where people could buy it freely as an over-the-counter product, this is only about protecting an industry and hurting it, the people that these two organizations are supposed to be protecting. They're not supposed to be protecting the profits of an industry. They're supposed to be protecting the American people from having harm done to them. There is no harm being done by Kratom use today. There's a lot more harm being done by alcohol, which you can legally go buy once you're 18 or 21 years old. So this is all BS. This whole thing is BS. This is about protecting an industry that's literally going to lose billions of dollars if it keeps going in this direction, and rightfully so. No one should be taking opioids. If you have something that's safer, not addictive, and works just as good, and, oh, you don't need a prescription for it.
Yeah, exactly. You got it, man. As usual, 100% spot on. Let's keep our fingers crossed. But
well, we got to keep talking about it. Even if you don't use Kratom, you should talk about this.
Yeah, and support it because, okay, it's not your cup of tea, but they're coming for what is, and that'll be next.
Well, guess what? It may be your cup of tea someday. It may be that science proves that tea does something that destroys an entire segment of the pharmaceutical industry, and they'll come after your tea too then.
Yeah.
Because Kratom has been around for over 100 years. It's not like it just showed up, like bath salts or Flocka, one of these drugs out there that just showed up. It's been around safely for 100 years. So they could come for your tea next. All right, that's it. Rob Regish, thanks for everything, brother.
Thank you. And do remember that special, Synthogen.com, SHR21, for the absolute most stunning effects on recovery you will ever have from a product, legal or otherwise.
I challenge you in this audience, if you have not tried it, to try it. I challenge it, and I will put you on the air, whether you have good things or bad things to say about it. I will put you on the air. Try it and let me know. How's that sound?
It's about as fair can be.
Okay, there you go. All right, we'll see you by tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.